I define the problems on graphs, and then I define the problems on hypergraphs. So in this problem, we are given a graph. We have a set of terminal vertices, which are black colors. And then all the other vertices, they are called sine vertices. And in the terminal vertices, there is one which we call the root. So this graph is an undirected graph, and we want to find an orientation of all the edges such that in the resulting directed graph, there are k r disjoint paths from the roots to each terminal vertex. So for example, you can orient the graph in this way, then from the root to each terminal vertex, you have two r disjoint paths. And the objective is to maximize the k you can achieve. So is the problem clear? So if there are only two terminals, one is the root and the other terminal vertices, then this problem is equivalent to the Mangus problem of finding k edge disjoint paths. And if every vertex is a terminal, which means that the root has to send the information to all the receivers, then the problem is equivalent to the edge disjoint spanning trees problem. So now the question is, would the Steiner-rooted orientation problem give a polynomial time solvable generalization of the above problems? So that is one motivation of the problem. And also this problem has some motivation from the point of view of multicasting problems in network. So here we really want to, from the root, we want to send the same information to all the receivers, and we want to maximize the multicasting rate. So there's an interesting theorem in network coding which says that in a directed graph, whenever you find such an orientation, then you can actually send that much information to all the receivers simultaneously. So for example, in this graph, if we can find an orientation which k is equal to 2, then we can apply network coding to actually send 2 bits of information from the root to each terminal. So if you are not familiar with network coding, you can just think of it as a black box. And now we talk about the standard root orientation problems on hypergraphs. So instead of graph edge, we have hyper edge. And a directed hyper edge, which we call a hyper arc, is a set of vertices. And there's one tail vertex, and all the other vertices are head. So you can imagine it's like a wireless network. And one sender can reach several receivers. And the directed hypergraph is just a bunch of vertices and a set of hyperarcs. And notice that a vertex can be a head of some hyperarc and a tail of some other hyperarc. So, and a path in a directed hypergraph is just what you imagine. You go from one tail and go to one head. And then from there, this is the tail of the other hyperarc, and then you go to other points. So now we ask the same question. In a directed hypergraph, we want to send the maximum information from the roots to each receiver. And using the theorem I mentioned about network coding, you can also show that maximum multicasting rate is equal to the maximum k you can achieve for the orientation problem. So now, if we are given an undirected hypergraph, we are interested in the problem to find an orientation of all the hyperedge so as to maximize the standard-rooted hyperarc connectivity. So this is the problem in hypergraphs. So let's see some previous work. So there are many works on graph orientation, and there are many different ways to look at the problem. And now I just concentrate on orientation achieving high connectivity. So the fundamental result is saying that if a graph is two edge connected, then you have a strongly connected orientation. Strongly connected means from each point you have a path to every other point. And this problem can be generalized to say that if a graph is 2k edge connected, you can find a strongly k-arc connected orientation, which means that from every point, for every pair of points, if you have 2k edge disjoint paths, you can actually find an orientation such that you have k paths going from one point to the other and also k paths going back. And Frank, in a series of work using the modular flows technique, he can also solve the above problem to the case of if you have weight, if you have different orientation, different orientation may have different cost, you can also solve it. You can also find a minimum weight orientation which is k-arch connected. Also, you can solve the problem if you have degree constraint on vertices. You can also solve the problem if a graph is mixed, which means that some edge is already fixed the direction. And also, they can generalize and solve the problem of finding a strongly k-hyperarch connected orientation. And Nash Williams actually proved a much stronger orientation theorem, which says that suppose every pair of vertices, they have RUV paths. This can be different for every pair. And then you can find an orientation such that they are RUV divided by 2 paths between every pair of vertices. So in particular, if we consider our problem, the standard root orientation problem, it states that if the terminal set is 2k edge connected, you can actually find a standard root k arc connected orientation. And it is best possible. But we don't know how to formulate this problem as a modular flow problem. And we don't know if the weighted case can also be solved and also all the other variants. So there are two major open questions in graph orientation achieving high connectivity. One question is there an analog of Nash-Williams strong orientation theorem in hypergraphs? And there's no known result beyond global hyperarch connectivity. And the other question is, can we characterize those graphs which has a high vertex connectivity orientation? So instead of edge connectivity, we ask about vertex connectivity. And Frank made a precise conjecture on the min-max formula of this problem. And it was about more than 10 years ago, and we still don't even know if the problem is polynomial time solvable or NP-complete. And the only known result is a sufficient condition by Jordan, which says that every 18 connected graph has a 2 connected orientation. That's the only known result. We are not going to answer these two questions in this talk, but we are going to give some positive results on the standard rooted orientation problem we are interested in. So the main theorem states that if the terminal set is 2k hyper-edge connected, then it has a standard root k hyper-arch connected orientation, which means that from every pair of points you have 2k hyper-edge disjoint paths, you can find a k hyperarch orientation, and it is best possible. Also, we say, so this problem is on graph. If the terminal set has 2k element disjoint paths, which means that the paths, they use different Steiner points, their vertex connected on the Steiner points, then you have a k element connected orientation. It is also best possible. And both theorems are constructive, and we give polynomial time algorithms for it. And we also show that both problems are NP-complete, so at least we answer our own question, is this a polynomial time solvable, although in a negative way. And the proofs are based on the new way to use the modular flow technique. So previously, all the orientation problem which solved using submodular flow problem, they formulate a graph orientation problem as a submodular flow problem, and a submodular flow problem is a polynomial time solved problem. So they solve the problem exactly, and from the min-max relation of the submodular flow problem, they derive min-max relation for the graph orientation problems. But this problem, as it shows is NP-complete, and we cannot directly map the problem into a submodular flow problem. And we have found some indirect way to use the submodular flow technique. So here it is. So instead of solving the original problem directly, we change the problem a little bit. We solve the in-degree specified standard-rooted orientation problems of graphs. So it is the same problem with an additional requirement that we have an in-degree specification on each standard point. So we require the standard points to have, say, in-degree 1, in-degree 2, in-degree 3. And then based on that, we find an orientation which maximizes standard root connectivity. So satisfy all the constraints and maximize the standard root connectivity. So we can solve this problem using a submodular flow technique by Frank. And we also derive exact min-max formula for this problem. But as we already said, find an in-degree specification to maximize the standard root connectivity is NP-complete. And when you think about it, I mean, it is not entirely obvious how can we find a feasible in-degree specification. We have to specify the in-degree of every standard point, which seems to be very complicated. And this problem doesn't seem to be very useful. But what we are going to show is that given a general hypergraph, we can first simplify the structures, and then some simple application of this problem can give the main theorem. So first, I'll tell you how to obtain some simple instances from general hypergraphs. And this uses a technique which was used on the standard tree packing problem. It is actually you prove by strong induction. So instead of requiring you have a standard rooted K arc connected orientation, you also require an additional property. So the property which we call the extension property is that for any vertex of degree 2K, which is a terminal vertex, there is a standard root K arc connected orientation such that all the edges point to V. So in an arbitrary orientation, V must have in degree K, but it might have some edges going out from V. But now we require all the edges going to V. So here we just show the case for graphs, and in hypergraphs we also define similarly. And we also omit a technical condition which we also require. But it should be enough to give you ideas. So let's see how we use this property to simplify the structures of the graphs. So suppose we prove, and also there's one important thing is that the root can be any terminal vertex. So if you have a standard root orientation, standard root K-art connected orientation from one terminal, you can then modify to have a standard root K-art connected orientation of another terminal. So we prove the following theorem, which is stronger than what we need. So we say that if a terminal set is 2K hyper edge connected, then we have a standard root K hyper arc connected orientation, and furthermore, the extension property holds. And we consider a counterexample which has the minimum number of edges, or hyper edges. So the key is to prove that there's no non-trivial tie set in a minimal counterexample. So what is a non-trivial tie set? It is a set which has exactly 2K hyper edges crossing, and we have at least two vertices on both sides. So suppose a minimal counterexample has such structures, then what we do is we obtain two graphs. We contract the right-hand side into a single vertex, which is shown here, and also we construct the left-hand side into a single vertex there. So we obtain two graphs, And because the set is non-trivial, both graphs are smaller than the original graph. And since we are just doing contraction, both graphs have the same, the connectivity stays the same. And the new vertex, they're of degree exactly 2k because it was a tight set. So by the induction hypothesis, by the strong induction hypothesis, we have a root k orientation on the right-hand side, which has a specific vertex as the sink. And we can choose the root, such that we can choose the root to be the new vertex there. And then, by the same induction hypothesis, we have a root k orientation on the left-hand side. So notice that now the intersection matches the orientation they're defined in the same way. And then we can show that if you concat the orientation of the two graphs, then it is actually a standard root k arc connected orientation of the original hypergraph. And so we proved that it doesn't have a non-trivial tight set. And let's see what corollaries we get from this. So suppose we have a hyper edge which contains a standard vertex. So an obvious thing to do is try to shrink the hyper edge. Try to say modify the graph and it doesn't include the standard points. There is a chance that it can decrease the connectivity by doing so. But we observe that if it actually decreases the standard edge connectivity, then you must have a structure like this. The standard vertex is on the left-hand side, and all the other vertices on the same hyper edge must be on the other side. So since it is a standard vertex, and it decreases the connectivity of two terminal vertex, so you must have a black vertex on the left-hand side. So one black vertex, one white vertex on the left-hand side. And since the hyper edge is of size at least 3, you have at least 2 other vertex on the right-hand side. So it is a non-trivial cut. And we just say that it doesn't exist in a minimum counterexample. So every hyper edge of size at least 3 does not contain a standard vertex. So it is the first useful property. And the second property is very similar. If we have an edge which connects two standard vertex, we try to remove the edge. If we decrease the connectivity, then we know that it decreases the connectivity of two terminal vertex, which are black. So we have one black vertex, one white vertex on the left-hand side, and a similar for the right-hand side. So it is, again, non-trivial cut, non-trivial tight set. So hypergraph has no graph edge which connects two standard vertices. So let's see. So now we look at our minimum counterexample. It has some nice structures. So those are the standard vertices. They don't have edge connecting to each other. And hyper edge of size at least 3 can only contain all terminal vertices. So now we modify the graph a little bit. We obtain a bipartite representation of the hypergraph. So if you have a hyper edge of size at least 3, you introduce a new standard point. And you do the same. And you also do the same for graph edge. So you also introduce a standard points, and we obtain a bipartite representation of the hypergraph. And notice that it is a bipartite graph. We don't have, because hyper edge doesn't contain standard vertices, and there's no edge connecting two standard vertices. So we have a bipartite graph. And as we mentioned before, we are going to use the degree specified orientation problem to solve this instance. So now we have a simple instance. So for hyper-edge vertex, we have no choice because by definition, it has one tail and all the other vertices has. So you have to assign in degree one to hyper-edge vertex. And to prove the extension property, there is a sink which we require to have in degree exactly 2k. So we also have no choice. We change that to a Steiner vertex and say it must have in degree exactly 2k. So now, what to do with this original Steiner vertex? So, any guess? So as we promised, it is a simple application. And it turns out that if we have side Steiner vertices have degree d over 2 for each Steiner vertices. So for example, on the right, on the Steiner vertices on the right hand side, it has degree 3 and we assign in degree 1. And for each vertex which has degree 4, we assign in degree 2. And somewhat mysteriously, if a graph is 2k hyper-edge connected, we can actually find a k hyper-edge connected orientation with this specified in degrees. So we substitute all those values and we use the min-max formula for the degree specified problem. And then we can show that whenever the graph is 2k hyper-edge connected, it has such an orientation which is k edge connected in this graph, which means that it is k hyper edge connected in the original hypergraph. So there's some good reasons why we come up with this, but I don't think I have time to go into that. So we also sketch how we prove the second result, which says that we have a standard rooted k element connected orientation. So the goal is to find an orientation of graph so that the root has k paths to each terminal vertex that use disjoint Steiner points. So they can use the same terminal points, but they have to use disjoint Steiner points. So first, we use a technique by Chavian and Sarapatipur to reduce to the case of bipartite graphs. So actually, there are no edge between two Steiner vertices. So it is it has the same function as the previous approach, but the technique is quite different, and in this case actually similar, it's simpler. And then we just assign in degree one to all the Steiner vertices. We say you must have in degree one, and why we do that is if we assign in degree one to all Steiner vertices, when we find k edge disjoint paths, it actually corresponds to k disjoint paths that use disjoint Steiner points because it only has in degree one. It can only be used by one path. And then again, by just doing that, we show that there exists a k element connected orientation with such in degree specification. So that's the end of the proof. So here's an open question. Oh, so I forgot to remark that. So suppose we want to find a strongly k-arch connected, hyper-arch connected orientation. The main theorem is not true. You cannot replace 2 by any constant to have a Steiner root, to have a Steiner strongly k-arch connected orientation. But the reason is because that directed hyper-arch is asymmetric. We only have hyperarch of this form, which has one vertex as the root and all the other vertices as head. So suppose we also allowed another kind of hyperarch, which has one vertex as a head and all the other vertices as tails. So if we allow such hyperarch, then our guess is if it is 2k hyperarch connected, then there should, because we haven't proved it, there should exist a strongly k hyperarch connected orientation. The intuition is, so from the root, by 2k you can find a k hyperarch connected orientation from the root to all the other terminals, using this kind of hyper-arc. And then using another kind of hyper-arc, you should be able to get a, you use another 2K, you should be able to reach the root from all the other terminals. And then, so it should be true at least for 4K by this naive argument, and we believe it is also true for 2K. And I'm quite optimistic that maybe the Nash-Williams strong orientation theorem can be generalized in this setting. So if you allow two kinds of hyper-arcs, then maybe you can generalize Nash-Williams strong orientation theorem, which says that for every pair of paths, for every pair of verses, if you have RUV paths, then you should have RUV divided by 2 going this way and RUV divided by 2 going that way. So that's the end of the talk. Yes, there's some results on that. You can find hyper-edge, hyper-spanning trees. And for hyper-Steiner trees, it is not true for any constant. So you cannot hope for, say, if the hypergraph is CKH connected,